You're with Monitor, the best weekend sound for the people at home or on the go. I'm David Wayne. And if you're wondering about the latest developments in sports, wonder no longer. Smell Allen is pacing the studio like a restless lion, just waiting to bring you up to date. And he'll be ready to roar as soon as Trini Lopez turns out Trini's tune.
Here's some bright, happy song you can sing all day long. Morning, night, afternoon, come on, sing Trini's tune. Trini's tune makes you glad, you'll forget you were sad. Trini's tune has a way, makes you happy and gay. And you don't have to know the words, 'cause if you think about the birds, you'll realize how great they sing. And don't put a word to anything. La la la, la 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 la, la la la, la 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 la, that's Trini's tune. One more time. Here's a bright, a happy song you can sing all day long. Morning, night, afternoon, come on, sing Trini's tune. Trini's tune makes you glad, you'll forget that you were sad. Trini's tune has a way, makes you happy and gay. And you don't have to know the words, 'cause if you think about the birds, you'll realize how great they sing. And don't put a word to anything. La la la, la 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 la, la la la, la 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 la.
In one moment, Mel Allen with news and results from the world of sports. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Plymouth Fury, Belvedere, Valiant, Barracuda, Plymouth 66.
Stake your claim to the Plymouth Fury Silver Special. Everybody's been waiting for the Silver Special. Track yours down at your Plymouth dealers. A special car at a special low price. A big full-size Plymouth Fury, loaded with the extras you want. Deluxe wheel covers, white walls. Deluxe upper door molding. High luster silver outside. Exclusive new blue all vinyl interiors. Plus Fury's big regular standard equipment package. The supply is limited, so corner yourself a Plymouth Fury Silver Special now. Don't get sidetracked. Save on a Plymouth Fury Silver Special at your Plymouth dealers today. Plymouth, a great car by Chrysler Corporation.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, David Wayne. Hello there, everybody. Horse racing first, and it was Tosma home first in the $100,000 added Campbell handicap at Bowie, with Just About and Tornado trailing at the wire. The $50,000 added Gotham Stakes at Aqueduct went to Stupendous with Impressive and Handsome Boy of the Place and Show Horses. Palanlobun captured the $50,000 added Pan American handicap at Gulfstream. Cedar Key was second, followed by Rebo's Boy. And by the way, if you're wondering why a horse is called Palanlobun, P-I-L-L-A-N-L-E-L-B-U-N, it's simple. Took us only a month to research. He's named after a Chilean Indian chief who fought the Spaniards, and is as famous down there as our Geronimo and Cochise north of the border. At Keeneland, Kentucky Derby favorite Grostark remained unbeaten, turning back three other Derby eligibles in an overnight race. Also at Keeneland, the featured Ashland Stakes went to Just a Kiss, with Moccasin, Horse of the Year 1965, sixth. Major League Baseball, National League, Pittsburgh 5, St. Louis 3. A pinch-hit triple by Manny Mota knocked in 2 runs in the 7th inning. New York 3, Atlanta 1. The Mets' earliest victory in their 5-year history. They now have a 1-1 mark, are 500 for the first time. Cincinnati 4, Philadelphia nothing. A 5-hitter for Jim Maloney, who struck out 13. San Francisco 7, Houston 1. Juan Marichal, the winning pitcher. The Cubs are at Los Angeles later tonight. In the American League, Chicago 2, Kansas City 1 in 11 innings. Johnny Wyatt walked in the winning run. Cleveland 3, Boston 2 in 10 innings. The winning run came on a triple by Vic Davalio and a single by Jim Landis. California 3, Minnesota 2. Jackie Warner's 2-run homer in the 7th, ruining a brilliant performance by the losers Jim Grant, who had a perfect game for 5 1/3 innings. Detroit 7, Washington 5, the Tigers' 5th straight win. Baltimore 7, New York Yankees 2. Brooks Robinson's 3-run homer in the 6th inning, powering the Birds to victory. Yankee shortstop Ruben Amaro collided with Tom Tresh, suffered a torn ligament in his right knee, will have to undergo surgery. Cassius Clay said tonight it's true he'll defend his heavyweight title against Britain's Henry Cooper in London May 21st, the first heavyweight championship ever staged in England. Clay beat Cooper in 5 rounds in 1963, although Cooper was the only fighter ever to put the champion on the floor. Clay says that if he's successful in England, it said there's no return clause, he'd like to defend against Germany's Karl Mildenberger in Germany, but the draft board may have something to say about it all. Golf, a 3-way tie for the lead after the 3rd round of the Azalea Open in Wilmington, North Carolina. Deadlocked at 210, Bert Yancey with a 67 today, Tom Weisskopf with a 69, and Larry Beck with a par 72. Tied at 211, Wayne Yates and Roberto DiVincenzo. At 212, 7 players, including Jerry Barber, Al Besselink, and South African Harold Henning. More golf. Gabe Brewer had a 70 to build his lead to 5 strokes over the field after the 3rd round of the Tournament of Champions in Las Vegas. Brewer has a 209 for 54 holes. Tied at 214, defending champion Arnie Palmer with a 70 today. Dave Marr with a 71, and Australian Bruce Crampton also with a 71. The high altitude of the 1968 Mexico City Olympics was wrapped again today, this time by 26 British athletes who complained that performances in endurance events would suffer, suggested that they be transferred to lower altitudes. And that's the late sports news, David. Mel Allen here, friends, and now this word about State Farm Mutual.
Hi, fun seekers. Jackie Vernon here. A few days ago, when I decided to buy a new car, a friendly agent for State Farm Mutual offered to meet me at the showroom, so that from the moment I selected my new car, I'd have the protection of the world's largest car insurer. In the showroom, the State Farm agent was very helpful, even suggested what color car I should have to fit my personality. Bright gray.
The world of sports comes alive throughout the weekend on Monitor. Songs by Bobby Vinton and Julius LaRosa, and a visit with Rosemary Clooney, who will tell us how she combines the duties of being both a star and a mother and a homemaker. It's all a few minutes ahead on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor, David Wayne here, and allow me to fill you in on a little popular music sidelight. Bobby Vinton has been one of the most successful of the young singers for several years now, but he does more than just sing. To prove it, listen to the way he plays clarinet on the following new instrumental by the versatile Mr. Vinton, which is titled Blue Clarinet.
scroll in the side pocket.
When the Saturday afternoon billiards club first met at the Chalk and Cue, only Sid Gottlieb and Jack Pfeiffer smoked L&M's. Now Don Habernick's come over. When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over to the L&M side.
When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
A few words about your town from the National Automobile Dealers Association. Every town has its squawkers. They squawk about everything, juvenile delinquency, schools, taxes. But if you ask a squawker what he's doing to improve things, you'll usually find out that all he does is squawk. Don't be a squawker. Be a helper. Pitch in and work with the Boy Scouts, Little League, Red Cross, PTA, any worthwhile organization which is helping to make your town a better place in which to live.
Everyone tells me to know my place, but that ain't the way I play. Why am I daring to show my face? 'Cause I've got something to say. Move over, sun, and give me some sky. I've got some wings I'm eager to try. I may be unknown, but wait till I've flown. You're gonna hear from me. Make me some room, you people up there on top of the world. I'll meet you, I swear. I'm staking my claim. Remember my name. You're gonna hear from me. Fortune smiles on the road before me. I'm fortune's child. Listen well, you can't ignore me. I've got a song that longs to be played. Raise up my flag, begin my parade, then watch the world over start coming up clover. That's how it's gonna be. You'll see.
Aggressive Mr. Julius La Rosa. In the town of Maysville, Kentucky, there is a street named Clooney Street. It's named for the singer of the same name, whose first name is Rosemary. At the tender age of 17, Rosemary was a band singer with the Tony Pastor Orchestra, and her first recording with the band in 1946 featured a wonderful soft sound which disc jockeys just went wild about. Rosemary later explained, and I quote, "I was so scared I couldn't raise my voice above a whisper. It was a terrific hit, and I haven't been able to do it since." But she's been very busy, and still is, as we discover in this short visit with Miss Clooney and Monitor reporter Joe Hyder.
Rosemary, one gets the opinion that you work a great deal and rest quite a bit because of your five children and Jose Ferrer, your wonderful actor husband.
Well, it isn't resting, actually, when you have five children the ages between 11 and 6. That isn't resting, taking care of those kids.
You referred to clubs. Do you belong to any clubs, PTAs, et cetera?
PTA, of course, yes. And Den mother, I don't believe you could call that, because we have kind of a carpool with a lot of girls that just take care of the kids, to drive them to school and take them to the classes. But the nuns at school take care of most of the watching over.
Are all of your children school age, Rosemary?
Yes. The last one is in kindergarten, but he'll be starting in the first grade this fall.
Now, let's go back a few years, quite a few perhaps, to the record Come On to My House. I understand you hesitated in recording this.
Well, you see, my name Clooney is... I was born in Kentucky with a kind of a thick Southern accent, which my grandfather proceeded to rid me of very early on in life, because that was not the way words were pronounced. And I had to mimic an Italian accent on Come On to My House, and I just thought that it would be not very good.
And Mitch Miller persuaded you that you were able to do it and do a good job?
No, he didn't persuade me. He just told me to do it.
How many records did it sell?
1 million.
This was the biggest seller of your career.
No. A song called Hey There and This Old House, which was a double hit. You see, they were back-to-back, and they sold 2 million records, and there was a platinum record for that one.
Your way of life is to work, as we say, for a few weeks, then to go home and take care of the five children and Jose Farrar, the Academy Award-winning actor. Do you like working and working hard?
No, not really. I enjoy performing. I don't like the work it takes to get to the stage. I don't like the hairdressing and the makeup and the fittings on the gowns and the long hours of rehearsal to get to the stage. I like the actual act of performing, but working to get there is a long, tedious, boring procedure.
Well, I'm told it takes a couple of days, for example, to prepare a show before you actually go on.
Oh, yes. Yes, we have music rehearsals for 2 days, because... what we refer to as the book, our library, is a very difficult one. It was written by top arrangers, and it's a very exacting one. It kind of meshes one song into another, and it has to be done a certain way, or else it doesn't work.
You're on stage for almost an hour, aren't you, during your performance?
I guess so, about that. It varies slightly.
Speaking about the stage, Rosemary, do you have any desire to attain Broadway fame?
No. In fact, I've turned down Broadway shows one after another. Really, very often.
Have any of these shows become hits?
Oh, yes. Yes, and I haven't been sorry. Because, you see, within what I'm doing, I can change it from night to night. The very drudgery of having to do the same thing night after night, I think, would not be good for me, because I don't think I'd be good for it.
This was okay back in the days of traveling with the bands, then, wasn't it?
Well, you see, we had a book of 300 songs. Sometimes I didn't sing the same song for a week, because we just changed from night to night. So it was never the same show.
Wonderful, Rosemary Clooney, and I want to thank you very much for appearing with us on Monitor today.
It's been a pleasure, Joe. Thank you for asking me.
Joe Hyder with the wonderful Rosemary Clooney, returning you to Monitor and Radio Central.
Miss Clooney and Mrs. Ferrer. A great gal with a song are heading up the Beverly Hills carpool. You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
I'd like to point out about a dozen good reasons for you to put Bryant Gas Air Conditioning in your home. The air conditioner that operates on a simple gas flame. To begin with, Bryant Gas Air Conditioning keeps every single room comfortable on the hottest days and nights. You won't mind preparing a hot meal or doing your housework. And you'll feel better all the time, because Bryant Gas Air Conditioning reduces humidity, dust, dirt, and pollen. And that means less housework for you. Because you keep the windows closed, there'll be no bugs around, and you won't be bothered by street noises. Ooh, and when you want to sleep, just climb in bed and shut your eyes. Best of all, Bryant Gas Air Conditioning is sold, serviced, and financed by many gas companies. So why not cool your whole house the modern way? Call your gas company today. Something this good just shouldn't be missed.
Jimmy Sedler's orchestra and Judith. Johnny, Jane, Judy, or Jack. News is next, then we'll be right back. All of which means, with great poetic license, that NBC Monitor News on the Hour is coming up, immediately after which Monitor continues its winning combination of music, entertainment, information, all-round good listening. This is David Wayne.
This is Tom Pettit. I'll be with you weekdays with my emphasis, Critic West, on NBC Radio.
It's circus time with Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus at Madison Square Garden. How would you like to win a free pair of tickets and take your youngster to the circus? Just enter Wetson's Sweepstakes by getting your sweepstakes ticket with your sweepstakes number for free at any Wetson's window. You can win a pair of tickets to the circus plus hundreds of other prizes. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited by law. Rules at every Wetson's. So take the family to Wetson's. Check the new list of winning numbers that's posted daily. You may become Wetson's guest at the circus for free. The circus reminds kids of peanuts, popcorn, and Cracker Jacks. And the entire family remembers Wetson's for their delicious U.S. finest hamburgers, golden brown French fries, and Wetson's thick shakes. All this, only 55 cents at Wetson's.
In Elizabeth, New Jersey, there's a Wetson's on Rahway Avenue, corner South Street in Syosset, Long Island. Wetson's is located at 321 Jericho Turnpike. For other Wetson's locations, check your phone book. WNBC AM at FM, New York.